Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Today, children, we offer the ancient Mass for the feast day of two early popes and martyrs, or at least popes who suffered so much for our holy faith that they are given the honor of martyrs and the red vestments of a martyr, and their names are Saints Soter and Caius, or Gaius. Saint Soter was a pope in the 2nd century, and he was, in spite of the persecutions, a man of very great charity, and he took up a collection for the poor people of the Catholics in Corinth, in Greece, and he sent them a wonderful letter to encourage them as well. And Saint Caius was pope right at the end of the persecutions. He was a relative or a cousin of the emperor Diocletian, who was a great persecutor of the church. And so that he could stay with the church, he had to hide and live in the catacombs, the underground burial chambers, for about 8 years. So those are the two popes whom we honor today. These popes made laws that all Catholics should make their Holy Communion on Holy Thursday. And St. Soter did that, and St. Caius wrote down very specifically the steps to the priesthood that we still have today, the four minor and the three major orders that precede the last, which is the fullness of the priesthood, or the episcopacy. Now, there is another saint whom we honor today, too, and her name is Saint Opportuna. And I want to tell you a little bit about the saint in connection with her name. But first of all, she was a saint who lived in the 8th century in Normandy, northern France, near the English coast. And at Saint's will, she had a wonderful way with animals. That one time, and with all of nature, because she was so close to God. So she was an abbess, and the nuns of her monastery were very dependent upon the donkey whom they used to help them in their farming tasks each day. And one day, one of their neighbors, who was sort of a stubborn and addle-headed peasant, a bit of a mule himself, stole the donkey, and he denied that he stole the donkey, and he said he wouldn't give the donkey back to the nuns. What were the nuns to do? Saint Opportuna prayed, and the next morning, when the peasant went out with his donkey to work the fields were all covered with a layer of white salt. Well, even though he was a rather stubborn old peasant, he realized that God was punishing him, and he gave the donkey back to the nuns. And to boot, he gave them all of those fields, too. Maybe he thought since they were covered in salt, they wouldn't be any good anymore. But he did, and then the salt, and then those prairies were known as Presale, or the salted prairies. To this very day, they have that name. On another occasion, at this time of the year, when the nuns had gathered all of the seed that they needed for the spring planting, and were just about getting ready to start, a huge flock of birds came along and ate most of the seed. Well, that was expensive, and it would be very difficult to replace and to replace in time for the spring planting. And the nuns were very cross with the birds. So Saint Opportuna went out to address them, and she said to them, first of all, she said, "You should all consider yourselves as being under arrest. I don't want any of you leaving the property." So they all fluttered around and they waited, and she spoke to them very severely for what they had done wrong. And then at the very end, she dismissed them and told them that she could go. But then they didn't leave, and the birds all fluttered around the saint, chirping and singing so much as if to make their apologies to her for having gotten in the way of the good planting, and they promised that they would never do anything like that again. Saint Opportuna. Children, let's think about the word today of opportunity, which is defined as a set of circumstances that are suitable for a particular purpose. When we consider the lives of so many of the saints, we've been thinking about that this week, haven't we? How little things happen. They meet somebody, or something happens, or they get arrested, or they fall sick, or whatever it might be. For a saint, that's an opportunity to serve God. For you and for me, we would say, this is an obstacle, this is a problem. And if we're pious, we pray to overcome it. And if we're not, we get angry, depressed, or upset. But the saint says, this is an opportunity to go closer to God by doing God's will. The saints realize very well that thorns are a necessary part of a rose bush, and that you can't have magnificent spring weather all of the time, because in the spring, the trees blossom. But those blossoms that are so beautiful in the spring are meant to mature into fruit. Apples or peaches or cherries, I mean. And if it were spring weather all the time and not hot, well, then the trees would never grow and produce their fruit. So too with our spiritual lives. If our Lord sends us crosses, children, problems, difficulties, whatever it might be, it's so that we can give some glory to God. We can grow up and we can be holier as a result of that. Now, the difficulty is this, that the opportunities, think of St. Opportuna, which we have each day are sometimes seemingly so small that we think to ourselves, well, it wouldn't make any difference. Or they're so big that we think to ourselves, I'd never be able to manage this. And that's why we give up and sin. Or at the very best, as I say, we just pray for God to take it all away. But our Lord sent it to us for a purpose. That's why we shouldn't pray too quickly for it to be taken away. The little flower, St. Teresa of Lisieux, has always got a good practical viewpoint on things for daily life. She says, don't miss a single opportunity to make some small sacrifice. Here, make one by giving somebody else a smile. There, make one by a kindly word. Always do the smallest things right, and do everything out of love of God. And remember, in God's eyes, nothing is small. St. Opportuna, pray for us today to see our opportunities for serving God in many little ways. Now let's kneel down. We'll say a prayer to our saints today before Holy Mass commences. St. Soter and Cotter, you are of the number of those who went through the great tribulation and passed through fire and water to the eternal shores of heaven. The thought of our Lord's victory over death gave you courage. You remembered how his passion was followed by his glorious resurrection. By imitating him and laying down your lives for your sheep, you have taught us how we also should think no sacrifice is too great to be made for our faith. Obtain for us this heroic courage. Baptism has numbered us among the soldiers of Christ. Confirmation has given us the spirit of fortitude. We must then be ready for battle. It may be, even in our own time, that a persecution would rage against the church. At all events, we have to fight against ourselves, against the spirit of the world, and the devil. Support us by your prayers. You were once the fathers of the Christian people. You are still animated with the pastoral charity which then filled your heart. Protect us, St. Soter and Caius, and make us loyal to God, whose cause was so dear to you when you were still on earth. Amen. May the divine assistance remain always with us, and may the souls of the faithful departed, through the mercy of God, rest in peace. Amen.